Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the number one professional wrestling radio show in Las Vegas. This is the Mark Hoke Show. The Mark Hoke Show. Going bell to bell with the best in professional wrestling news, entertainment, and lots of Sin City surprises from inside the squared circle. Now, let's get to all the exciting pro wrestling action and bring on the host. Here is Mark Hoke.
And good morning, Las Vegas. It's time to get back in the ring. Let's do it. It is the best in pro wrestling news and entertainment. I'm Mark Hoke. Thanks for joining us here on the Mark Hoke Show on KDON 101.5 FM. The talk of Las Vegas coming to you live from the Odyssey Studios here in Las Vegas. Very excited to be with you. It is a massive pro wrestling weekend here in Las Vegas and around the country. Man, we have a lot going on. And I'll tell you what, TNA Rebellion last night here in Las Vegas, and they've got their TV tapings today. Some serious surprises with new faces, with some results that I think are going to open some people's eyes. You know, a lot of great fans out there last night. One idiot. I don't know if I want to tell that story. Well, I'm thinking about it. We'll see how the day goes. We're going to talk about that. AEW Dynasty is tonight as well. So we've got an AEW pay-per-view this evening, which is going to be very intriguing. We're going to talk about that. And a lot of happenings in WWE as well, as we have a couple more people getting put on the bench with CM Punk and a few people being shown the door. So a fascinating week in pro wrestling that we're going to be getting to talk about with you. And it's going to be me the whole way. So we're looking forward to going through all the great news and everything that happened here in Las Vegas last night, breaking it all down for you. Plus, we are going to be replaying our interview with the TNA World Champion. At least he was at the time. And we're not going to, in case you didn't see what happened, I don't want to spoil it for you yet. The TNA World Champion Moose and Nick Nemeth, of course, he was known as Dolph Ziggler in WWE, the Challenger. And got to give credit to Ross Foreman and the TNA team who went out all over Las Vegas. I mean, a ton of media appearances, did a great press conference, which they live streamed on Thursday over at the Palms, and throughout the first pitch at the Aviators game on Thursday as well. I mean, just did a terrific job getting the word out and promoting this card that happened last night. And of course, you can still get to the TV tapings. They have some great matches coming up, and I want to get into those as well. But if you haven't gotten your tickets yet and you know, you're thinking about, well, should I go, shouldn't I? I don't know. Don't think about it. Just get on down there. You're going to have a blast. I promise you really enjoy yourselves. So head on over to TNA tickets or TNAWrestling.com and get the tickets. Of course, you can, you know, just go down to the Palms as well and pop up there and, you know, get your tickets and enjoy yourself today for a great late afternoon and evening of pro wrestling here in Las Vegas. And of course, we're going to be getting ready right after this Memorial Day weekend. AEW will be here for Double or Nothing as well. So boy, we are becoming a wrestling capital real fast. And apparently rumor mill has it, we are one of the finalists for WrestleMania next year. And there's some interesting happenings with WrestleMania too, that we're going to talk about later on in the show. So a ton of things going on in the world of pro wrestling, and we're going to hit them all for you. But the first thing we want to do, I actually am going to hit the break a little bit early, but I do want to run down what's going to be happening tonight at the Palms. Here are your matches that have been announced, at least for the TV tapings. So brace yourselves on this one. Nick Nemeth, as we talked about, I will not say yet if he is the world champion or not, But he will be facing the system's Eddie Edwards. Of course, he is co-holder of the TNA World Tag Team Championship. Those two will be facing off tonight. Jordan Grace against Miyu Yamashita. We've got Chris Bay and Mustafa Ali. Of course, you remember Mustafa from WWE, the X Division champ. Zaya Brookside takes on Ash by Elegance. Of course, she was formerly known as Dana Brooke in WWE. Speedball Mike Bailey against Brian Myers, the other co-holder of the TNA World Tag Team Championships. And Brian Myers, by the way, did something pretty cool last night. Zachary Wentz takes on Leon Slater, and Bun B, the rapper, is going to be in the house tonight too. So like I said, going to be a great time down there at the Palms. So please join us. It's going to be awesome. Absolutely awesome. So once again, tickets available. Go to TNAwrestling.com. Get your tickets right now. Don't wait. Don't wait. Please. Asking real nice. But it should be a fun time as we get ready for an awesome night here in Las Vegas. All right. So what I'm going to do is, because I want to make sure we got plenty of time to get this interview in and then talk about what happened last night at Rebellion, I'm going to hear a first break right now. And then when we come back, we're going to hear from the TNA World Champion Moose, the man who challenged him last night, Nick Nemeth, and check out that interview. And then we will discuss what happened yesterday down at the Palms. And it was a wild night. Some new faces, returning faces. It was something else, everybody. So stick around. We've got a whole lot more here coming up on the Mark Hoke Show here on KDOM 101.5 FM, the Talk of Las Vegas. Of course, also on that Odyssey app worldwide and streaming on YouTube and Facebook. And get in that chat box if you want to say hi. We'd love to hear from you. Give us your thoughts on what happened, TNA Rebellion, what's going to be going on tonight with AEW, WWE, whatever you want to hit us with. We'll be right back.
101.5 FM, KDON.
This is the Mark Hoke Show.
The Mark Hoke Show.
Here again, your host, Mark Hoke.
All right, let's get back to it. The best in pro wrestling news and entertainment. Here on the Mark Hoke Show on KDON 101.5 FM, the Talk of Las Vegas. Very happy to have you join us. And by the way, I wanted to thank all the fans that came out last night and everybody that won tickets for Rebellion last night here on the Mark Hoke Show and on SportsX Radio. We hope those of you that got to go last night had a great time. And those of you that are coming tonight, hey, say hi. We got there about 3:30 last night, myself and the boss and my daughter. Got to have a blast down there. We were sitting ringside about three rows back, I think. So really enjoyed ourselves for that and looking forward to another great night of TNA wrestling at the Palms. So, you know, if you see us, say hi, and, you know, we'd love to catch in. You know, if you follow me on X, by the way, I did a pretty good job. Got some good pictures and some tweets up. So follow us on Twitter at Mark Hoke Show and, you know, communicate or whatever. You know, we always like to interact with our fans. We certainly appreciate it. And once again, we'd love to have you interact with us on our chat box. So wherever you're listening to us, just go on YouTube real quick. It's at the Mark Hoke Show and give us your comments, your thoughts. We're going to be talking after the interview here with Moose and Nick. We're going to be talking a lot about what happened last night. We're going to be talking a lot about what is going to be going on with the AEW Dynasty and all these happenings with WWE, because it was a busy week over there all of a sudden too. So we want to hear what you think. Give us your opinions, ideas. You know, tell me how awesome I am. That would be cool too. But, you know, give us your feedback. We would certainly appreciate it. So once again, we're on YouTube and Facebook, and just hop in that chat box. All right. So I had a chance to sit down in the same room with Moose and Nick Nemeth as they were, of course, on their big media tour getting ready to face off last night for the TNA World Championship. And here's what the two of them had to say. Moose and Nick Nemeth, here we go. All right, everybody, welcome to the Mark Hoke Show and SportsX Radio. And we are very excited to have the champion and the challenger
for TNA Rebellion coming up here on Saturday, April 20th at the Palms, right here in Las Vegas. And I want to remind both these gentlemen, Moose and Nick Nemeth, that no physicality, fellas. We got the word from Anthem Sports and Entertainment. Any physicality, it's going to cost you boys $50,000. So, gentlemen, hands off. We are, of course, very excited in Las Vegas to have you guys back. Of course, the last time that you two were here, well, Moose, you picked up that TNA championship. A pretty good night for you, to say the least. How's things been going since you won the world title? Because you've been pretty dominant, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, what did you expect? I'm the greatest wrestler that stepped foot into TNA wrestling. Last time I was here was a great night. I did exactly what I told everybody I would do. I would become the champion to start this new era TNA. And Nick Nemeth showed up, and he... no pun intended, made an impact, and he chose me to make an impact on. So, full circle is me and him in the ring Saturday night, and payback's a bitch.
Now, you told me in an interview that you didn't mind that he showed up.
I didn't, because, be honest, if I was in his shoes, I would have done the same exact thing. So, I didn't mind he showed up. I mean, I am a company guy. I love TNA. I've been the flag bearer for TNA, and I'm happy Nick Nemeth is here. I just think it's stupid he chose me to make an impact on, and he's going to find out Saturday night how dumb he was to do that.
Nick, was that stupid of you to do that?
I am a high school graduate. I will not take that face-to-face that I am stupid. bad guy, good guy, you name it. I will give credit where it's due because I'm a human being who studies this business more than anyone. And Moose has been absolutely dominant, especially with the system behind him, period. And yes, of course, if you're going to make an impact on your debut for a brand new rebrand of an up and coming company, where would you do it? In the main event of their premier pay-per-view against the brand new TNA World Heavyweight Champion. So of course I picked that spot to make my mark. And let Moose know, you fought valiantly, you came through, you're becoming a better world champion every single day, but you'll never be me. And that's not being braggy, that's not being humble, that's not being anything, just saying facts. There's only one Moose, and there's only one wanted man, Nick Nemeth, and one of us has a track record of being better than most, and one of them is becoming one of the best. I'm looking forward to Saturday because, one, I get to show Moose, hey, the guy you've been picking on and the roster you've been picking on, they're going to bite you back one of these days, and maybe this Saturday is the day that it happens. So I didn't come to TNA to be a really good guy who gets really close to becoming champion. I've done that crap. I'm going to become TNA world champion, and I hope it's Saturday, but I'm going to leave it all out there, and I'll see if the Moose can hang with me.
Well, Nick, it's been an interesting road for you, obviously, getting out of where you were, and you've been all over the place, too, not just Impact. You've been flying around and beating everybody up. I mean, it's been an incredibly impressive run for you over the past few months, and it's got to be exciting to have that freedom to do what you want to do and now rolling into TNA and having a chance to win the world championship just like that.
Yeah, it isn't just like that. It's been 3 or 4 months, but yes. And as much as I went out of my way to say I would not be stepping over roster talent because I respect them so much for a TNA World Heavyweight shot, but Moose forced my hand. He jumped me. His buddies jumped me. And you think I'm just going to let it slide because of something I said? I have to fight back. Anybody on the roster would fight back if Moose and his cronies jumped him. So I totally understand that. But yes, I have been all over the world. I'm having a blast. I feel better than I've ever felt. I'm excited to work and I'm excited to fight. I'm excited to take on Moose because he's someone I've never been in the ring with. So the respect that he has right now from me will be purely until Saturday. Then all that respect goes out the window. And then I take over as the general that I am and someone who's been there before, been able to, with a target on his back since day one, to actually follow through. So I don't know that he's ever seen that. And he can say anything he wants, say I'm dumb, stupid, whatever. But when we're just him and I in that ring, that's when it's going to click that the person who's been doing this for 19 years at an elite level, you'll actually see it in my eyes. And I'll actually notice when he takes that first step back and realizes this is the moment to where he gets to separate himself from everyone else on that roster as a genuine champion or someone who was pretty good and just couldn't hang with Nick Nemeth.
Wow, you said some pretty strong words.
That's some strong words. he's writing a lot of that checks that I don't think is asking cash.
I prefer bearer bonds.
Yeah.
Well, Moose, we've seen a lot of newcomers coming into TNA recently too, you know, like Nick, Mustafa Ali, who first night comes in, wins the X Division Championship. Do you kind of feel like you're carrying the flag a little bit here for TNA to cut these guys in that are just rolling in and trying to take all the championships away from those of you that have been in the company for a long time?
I mean, whoever been watching TNA knows I've been carrying the flag since I've been here. I've been here for what, 8-9 years now, so that's what I do. But back to what Nick said, I've studied a lot of Nick's adventures this last 3 months, and I've studied a lot of things he did from where he came from. And one thing Nick is going to realize when he steps into the ring with me is, with all the legends he's beat, all the guys in Japan he's wrestled, all the guys in up north in New York he's wrestled, none of those guys could lace my boots. There's a difference between me. There's a reason why I'm so great compared to all those guys that he's wrestled. And he's going to realize quick that I'm the best wrestler he's ever stepped in the ring with.
Wow, Nick, that's some pretty strong words there too.
And some of it's actually true. He is the flag bearing waver of TNA. And I respect that. He said 8-9 years. I didn't even realize it was that long. That's fantastic. I love that. I love a company guy. No matter what your feelings are, no matter whether I think you're doing it the right way or the wrong way, I absolutely appreciate someone from inside the system becoming the company man, carrying the flag, becoming the world champion. I think that's fantastic. Assuming that I've never been in the ring with anyone as good as him, I feel like that's kind of ignorant. I've been in the ring with the best. I am one of the best. I know that you're pretty good. I know that you're currently the world champion. And I know that a lot of times when the going gets rough, a lot of people, you find out who your friends are. You find out if you have what it takes to go that extra mile. When the going gets tough, from what I've watched, your friends just come help you. And that's it. Is that inaccurate?
Not accurate at all, but if you think
I don't know if you call them friends, colleagues.
If you
think
so.
Pay them, are they employees?
If
I'm
you
not
think
sure.
So. I mean, that's how the system works.
Okay.
Well, now, Moose, when you came in here, by the way, I saw you were looking. We have a Batman in the studio.
Yeah.
And you were saying, you know, you're kind of a superhero guy here. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, I've always been a big comic book kid as a young adult, as a adolescent. And I noticed you had the Ben Affleck version of Batman, which is my favorite Batman. And I'm just a big comic book guy. And I don't keep it to just one company. I watch DC, I watch Marvel, I watch everything.
Nice. And he also showed us the shoe collection, too.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. By the way, of course, our SportsX Radio fans might know you from your time in the NFL as well. So, you know, a lot of shoes you're picking up along the way.
Yeah. The shoe thing started when I was in the NFL. I had a contract with Nike. So with that, I pretty much had an account where I could get anything I want for the whole year. So that's where I started that shoe addiction. So I think right now I'm up to about 523 pairs, something crazy.
What is the best shoe for cross training purposes as a wrestler who's doing some like field house work / getting prepared for the biggest match of their career this Saturday?
I don't wear cross trainers, so I couldn't answer that question.
But what's this shoe that you go to? You said you've got 500.
The shoe that I go
to. Two pairs
of
Chucks and two pairs of Jordans.
Probably some Jordan 1s. You can never go wrong with some Jordan 1s. At one point in my career, I did wrestle with Jordans on, some Jordan Westbrooks. And then I decided I wanted a traditional wrestling look and upgraded the boots.
Now, of course, for those that aren't familiar with Nick, you've done a lot of stand-up comedy. How's that going?
I've done some stand-up comedy. It's been for years, but also I'm a workaholic when it comes to wrestling, so I don't have a lot of time off. But any chance I get, I'll get up on an open mic and bomb trying some material or crush a show around WrestleMania with my brother at Helium in Philadelphia. We usually kick off WrestleMania week or SummerSlams in Cleveland this year. Any huge wrestling event, no matter what the company, we always find a way to have a fun show. Hunkamania, my brother books everything, and it's a blast. So I've been actually getting a couple reps in, and that's kind of cool. The extent of my superhero knowledge is my buddy said, you have to watch Iron Man. You'll love this guy because I know you don't do superheroes. I know you don't read comics, any of these things. But he said, I'm absolutely starving. Get me a dirty martini. And I said, okay, I can relate to this guy. And that's the extent of my superhero knowledge.
And of course, we are in the KDON studios with the TNA world champion Moose and his challenger for the weekend, Nick Nemeth, as this is going to be an incredible clash at the Palms Saturday, April 20th. Man, you got to get down there. If there's any tickets left, buy them up and check this match out along with an unbelievable card that is going to be coming up down there. Plus the Impact Live TV tapings on Sunday as well, as these gentlemen are going to be duking it out for the world title. And I got to say, you two seem to have a healthy respect for each other. I mean, you know, I don't know how I'd be feeling if somebody, you know, I won a world championship and somebody jumped me in the middle of the ring right after I won it. I'd pretty much be ready to rip their head off. But you two guys are actually seem to be showing a little bit of, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, this is going to be a great challenge on either side.
I mean, I'm professional. Like I said, like you said, I played in the NFL for 7+ years, and I don't think going into a match pissed off is very smart. So I'm not going to go into this match pissed off at Nick. I'm going to go in this match with a game plan that is going to guarantee me victory, and I have to be smart about it. I have to do the things that I need to do, and I don't need to cloud my brain by being angry and wanting to kill this guy, even though that's what I'm going to end up doing. Saturday night is beating the hell out of him, but I have to be smart about it. I mean, I have tons of respect for Nick. I think he's a great wrestler. I mean, look at his career. Look at his track record. I mean, he's done a lot of great things, but he's never stepped into the ring with a guy like myself, a guy who previously called himself a wrestling god. He's never done that. So good luck to him Saturday night.
Yeah, Nick, what do you think about that? I mean, like I said, it seems like you guys are really, you know, feeling a amount of respect for each other. It's pretty impressive.
I mean, if the door outside said gentleman, I would pay no heed and not make my way inside because I am no gentleman. But I completely understand the business of professional wrestling, and being angry right now would make no sense. I'd rather let everyone know the intricacies of myself and Moose as we go on to the title fight, because that's where the money is. That's where we want people to come see it. We do it right now. A couple people see it online later and it's over with, and there's nothing for Saturday. Saturday is a huge card already, and it's going to be fun. Rebellion is going to be a blast. That locker room wants to outdo each other every single match. And when it comes down to the very last match, that will be one of the best matches you've ever seen one way or another. And I really appreciate the years that Moose has put in, but I love that he said he's thinking of a game plan for Saturday. Yeah, should my cronies come out 5 minutes in or 15 minutes in or 20 minutes in to try and help me save the match? That is a lot to worry about when you're managing, you know, that many children or paying them. I don't know how the friend thing works, but what I think about is everything that he's done athletically, physically, verbally to me, that will be all part of this slow buildup to a chess game to when once that bell rings, then it does become a fight. Then we do hate each other. And he makes a great point. I'm not going to cloud my head with rage right now. No, no, no. I have a game plan also. And it's to show everybody in the world, someone who says he's the best is going to get beat by me. And I can't wait to celebrate in Vegas afterwards.
A question for Nick is, what happens when I beat him and I don't need any help from anybody?
I would be very proud of you. But so far, I mean, history repeats itself. I haven't seen that happen since I've been here, since before I got here, or since months before I got here. So if you are going to go out above and beyond to try and outdo me one-on-one, I welcome that. That is a genuine gentleman's duel. I would be all for it. And if I lost, giving everything I possibly could, then I would understand that, you know what, you are better than me. You deserve to be champion. And the second that that doesn't happen and I wipe the floor with you, even with all your buddies running in, and I hold up that title and the entire world has a champion they can look up to and be proud of, then it's a different story.
See, the problem here is Nick hasn't done his homework. He's thinking about this version of Moose, but forgetting that I'm a three-time TNA world champion.
So you lost it three other times?
Well, I'm a three-time
two
TNA
other times.
World champion.
Sorry, two other times.
And I didn't have Eddie. I didn't have Brian Myers. And I didn't have Lish the other two times when I won it.
So, why do you have him now?
Because if we're family. That's why I have him now.
Okay.
But
my family's going to be there, but they're going to be sitting in the crowd, so I don't really understand this. But I appreciate it.
I'm happy to let you know, I don't need those guys to win championships because I've done it two other times without them.
Moose, will you make the promise that the system's going to stay in the back for this match? Will you do it right now on K-Don, on the Mark Hoke Show? Will you do it?
If you want me to do it?
Do you want to do it?
I promise you the system won't be out there.
Come on. Oh, there you go. Nick? Are you buying it?
Absolutely not. No? But you know what? I appreciate his dedication to the bit of telling the truth to you right now. I love that you thought a wrestler came on your show and was telling you the truth.
System will not be part of this match. I'm going to beat Nick Nemeth clean in the ring 1-2-3 by myself.
Wow. That is something that's been said by a lot of people, but not so much done. But I look forward to it. A fair fight would be awesome. I think you can go. I think you're athletic as hell. I think you got the brain for it now as you're coming into your own, but you will never be me, and I cannot wait to beat someone who's doing really well and really up and coming, because once one day in 10 years, 20 years when I retire, you can take my place.
We will see how this all turns out. It is going to be a terrific main event from two of the best wrestlers in the world at TNA Rebellion. Once again, that's going to be Saturday, April 20th, 8 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to be kicking off here. I believe the kickoff show starts at 4 o'clock. And you're going to be able to, of course, see it here live in Las Vegas on Triller TV and on pay-per-view. But I just recommend in town, go see this thing. And, of course, we're going to have Impact Live on Sunday as well. So these guys, I'm sure, will be in action on Sunday. It is going to be a fantastic weekend for TNA. If you weren't down there the last time, these guys put on a terrific show, and it is going to be another unbelievable weekend at the Palms with Moose, Nick Nemeth, and the rest of the TNA team. We want to thank you guys for coming in here on the Mark Hoke Show and SportsX Radio. Gentlemen, I wish you all the best. We'll see how this goes, and we'll see if there's going to be a new TNA champion or if Moose is going to hang on and keep that belt. It should be an unreal night at the Palms coming up on Saturday. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in. Really do appreciate it. Pleasure seeing you in person for the first time.
Thanks for having me.
Happy to be here. Two of the best wrestlers in the world, me being the best and whoever's in the ring with me being the second best. It's going to be great for Saturday.
There you go, guys. Nick Nemeth and Moose. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. And there you go. Moose and Nick Nemeth. And now we can say how that turned out. Ladies and gentlemen, Moose is still your TNA World Champion. And when we come back, we're going to get into how it all happened. Because, well, Moose, he didn't quite keep his promise. But he did keep the result. We'll talk about what all happened last night at the Palms in TNA Rebellion when we return to the Mark Hoke Show here on K-Don. And thanks to Moose and Nick Nemeth and TNA, Ross Foreman and the gang, for having the guys come out. We certainly do appreciate it. Stick around. We're going to break down what happened to TNA Rebellion for the rest of hour number one. And then we're going to get into AEW Dynasty and some big WWE news. Some people are hurt. It's not good. We'll be back right after this.
101.5 FM, K-Don.
You're listening to the number one professional wrestling radio show in Vegas, The Mark Hoke Show.
The Mark Hoke Show.
Now, here again is Mark Hoke.
And we are back on The Mark Hoke Show here on K-Don 101.5 FM. The talk of Las Vegas as we get back to the best in pro wrestling news and entertainment. Pretty
awesome day over at the Palms as TNA Rebellion invaded Las Vegas. Pretty cool day at the Palms, and want to thank everybody who welcomed us over there, and a terrific job by Ross Foreman getting everything set up for us. We want to thank him very much. It was an awesome time. And by the way, I got to give a shout out to one of the boys from Sky High, and Matt Vandegrift got to help out a little protest in the ring. And Matt Vandegrift on the mic. Got to give a big shout out to Matt. Of course, he got beat up by Diener. They both did, but, you know, whatever. But good to hear Matt doing a cutting a promo out there. Because if you haven't seen Matt at Future Stars of Wrestling, of course, he's doing a lot of work with the New Japan Dojo. Great to see him go. I mean, he's one of the best guys out there on the indie scene, and, you know, it's just terrific. I'm really happy for those guys getting a chance there on TNA on a pay-per-view, too. Very cool. So, way to go. Gentlemen, nice job. All right, so let's talk about what happened last night. And when I saw Jason Archuleta, I believe, was in the chat box there. Talking about, said Rebellion was awesome. Yeah, it was. And he mentioned something really nasty that happened last night. Yeah, a little, Eric Young took a little bit of an owie. And no back teen on that one. I think he was going to need a little more than that. But let's take a look at what happened on that card yesterday as soon as I get my notes back up here, because I was looking at something else here real quick. So here were your results from yesterday. Kickoff show, Ace Austin, Chris Bay, Leon Slater knocked off Trey Miguel, Zachary Wentz, and Myron Reed. Nice match to get things going. The only title change of the night, and I may have spoiled it for you a little bit, but the TNA Digital Media Championship changes hands as Laredo Kid knocks off Crazy Steve. Nice Spanish fly there for the win. So Laredo Kid takes Crazy Steve out. And we don't know, by the way, Crazy Steve is legally blind. He can only see, like, shapes. It's unbelievable the guy can actually wrestle. But Laredo Kid is your new TNA Digital Media Champion. Jody Threat and Danny Luna, Spitfire Hang On, beat Decay for the and defend their Knockout World Tag Team Championships. So pretty good match there. That was a lot of fun. And then we get to the pay-per-view. Very nice national anthem played on the electric guitar by DJ Ashba. Really like that. Good job kicking that show off. And then the X Division Championship, of course, we had Jake Something on the show, who is facing off with the champion Mustafa Ali. Very good match. Got everything rolling there. But too many people around the ring as Mustafa's kind of doing a little presidential gig. And he had a Secret Service troop out there. And just too much Ali. Yeah, but it was pretty, you know, Jake handled it well. But Mustafa cheated a little bit to win. But he does get the victory. So Mustafa Ali gets the victory, and he is facing off with Chris Bay tonight. So that should be a absolute fantastic match. So be ready for that one. So, I mean, honestly, that might be worth the price of admission alone to see those two guys go at it. This one got a little wild. Wasn't ready for this one because I believe in Joe Hendry. He faced off with Rich Swann. And, of course, he and AJ Francis, you know, remember him as Top Dollar on WWE programming, and he and Joe Hendry have a little thing going, but Rich Swann gets the win. But yeah, Sean Merriman, of course, the former NFL player, was in the audience, and it looked like that AJ and Merriman were going to get into it, but nope. Merriman ends up joining up with the gang of dastardly villains from in AJ's group. And unfortunately for Rich, for Joe Hendry, yeah, it didn't go well. Not at all, to say the least. So, yeah, that took care of that. And Rich Swann gets the victory over Joe Hendry after a rather nasty beatdown, but boy, Sean Merriman's huge. Yikes. Yeah, that was a little rough. But yeah, pretty brutal beatdown, and not many people were singing Joe Hendry's song after that one was over. But a nice win for, I guess, for Rich Swann. Well, then we had the Full Metal Mayhem match, and this is one that was brought up in the chat box, but we'd love to hear your comments about it in the chat box. Full Metal Mayhem, so basically anything goes. Frankie Kazarian taking on Eric Young. And this one ended on a very bad spot as Frank Kazarian does a flux capacitor onto a table. So there's a table in the ring, and it was facing, pointing in the direction of the corner. And it's kind of a rolling moonsault side slam. So you got to kind of picture this, that Eric is, Frankie's got his back to the table, and he's bringing Eric through, and Eric doesn't land on the table. He kind of catches his head on the side of it, snaps the corner, and got absolutely gashed. It was not good. The match was quickly ended. Frankie gets the pin, and the TNA staff is rushing in. Put some pictures up on the Mark Hoke Show X account, but they got in there fast, and he was... They put a towel over him and got him out of there as quick as they could. Eric Young was absolutely cut open. But Frank Kazarian gets a nice win for himself. Not sure if that was the plan, but Kazarian walks out of TNA Rebellion with a victory. So I would imagine that feud is probably not done. But a nice win for Frankie Kazarian. Steve Maclin then heads out to the ring, and he's, you know, talking about making an impact at TNA Rebellion. And all of a sudden, Santino Marella shows up. That's right, our buddy Santino. I have a surprise for you. It was not a pizza pie. Nope, it was Mike Santana. That's right, from Pride and Powerful. Yep, of course, Santana Ortiz. Of course, those guys split up, and Mike Santana shows up. They have an impromptu match, and Santana looked great. I mean, wow. Looked unreal. Wrestled a terrific match against the, you know, former TNA World Champion. Gets the win, and an outstanding effort by Mike Santana as he makes a surprise debut at TNA Rebellion, and he is officially back with the company. Of course, you know, Santana and Ortiz had some legendary matches in TNA. And now Santana going on his own. So nice win for him to kick off his new run in TNA. TNA World Tag Team Championships were on the line as the system. Brian Myers and Eddie Edwards take on Speedball Mike Bailey and Trent Seven, of course known as Speedball Mountain. And probably was definitely one of the best matches of the night, no doubt about it. Awesome spot where Speedball was coming out of the ring and Brian Myers just comes off the apron and spears him straight into a grave. I mean, he killed him. Just killed him. And it ended up setting up Myers and Edwards for the finish, and Brian Myers and Eddie Edwards retain the TNA World Tag Team Championships. But a terrific match. Everyone did a fantastic job, and I'll tell you, Mike Bailey, Speedball, is just one of the most underrated wrestlers in the world. Just terrific job. And not that Trent Seven's any, you know, is a bad wrestler. He's amazing too, but boy, I'll tell you, Mike Bailey, just unreal. But a great match, and boy, Brian Myers just continues to impress. And of course, Eddie Edwards was part of the American Wolves with Davey Richards for a long time. Those guys are an unreal team, and you know, should be getting some love as time goes by here. But a nice win for those guys to retain the World Tag Team Championships. Last Man Standing match, and this is one I was really excited for. Josh Alexander taking on Alexander Hammerstone. And these guys, well, they, you know, not as many weapons and things like that for quite a while. More of a, I'm just going to we're just going to beat the crap out of each other until one of us doesn't get up. Until the thumbtacks came out, Josh Alexander dumping some thumbtacks on the floor. And, well, it did not pay off for him as Hammerstone does his nightmare pendulum move off the top rope into and Alexander takes the brunt of the thumbtacks. So that didn't go well, at least at the moment. But Hammerstone did get a spike pile driver on Hammerstone outside the ring on the ramp and ends up getting the 10 count. So Josh Alexander wins the third match of the trilogy. We'll see where that leads Josh Alexander. Maybe that gets him back into a feud with Moose at some point, but who knows? The contenders are starting to line up for the Moose Man. Jonathan Gresham, crazy vignette, by the way, was shown on there. Of course, he's in his octopus thing and the mask and ink and all sorts of crazy stuff going on there. His hands coming out of his mouth. And yeah, so Jonathan Gresham just, you know, signed with him with TNA. And yeah, they're doing this octopus thing up, that is for sure. And Knockouts Championship, Jordynne Grace, she got into some craziness. And that match, lots of people coming in and out. The Good Hands were at ringside. Big Con comes out. PCO's out there. Sammy Callahan makes his return to TNA, so he's back. And Jordynne Grace ends up beating Steph DeLander. Yeah. But DeLander looked good, by the way. And then, of course, the final match of the night, Moose beats Nick Nemeth, but they got rid of all the System gang early as Elisa Edwards just blatant interference right in front of the referee. Everyone got thrown out, but Moose wins it somewhat cleanly, but it kind of looked like Nick got his shoulder up. You know, a lot of people think that Moose actually pulled his arm up, and it was kind of interesting finish, but so maybe gives Nick an out, but Nick Nemeth does not win the TNA World Championship, and people may be questioning that, but maybe they're setting up a rematch. And then Matt Hardy shows up. And apparently Matt Hardy is going to be kind of doing an in-and-out thing. He's not signed a full-time contract with TNA, but Moose gets another surprise at the end of a pay-per-view in Las Vegas again. So, but Moose does survive, and he remains the TNA World Champion. A great night over at the Palms, but Moose is still your TNA World Champion. More to come on the Mark Hoke Show, and more to come with TNA tonight. Guys, you can still get your tickets. Go to TNAWrestling.com or head on over to the Palms. 4 p.m. tonight for the TV tapings. Going to be setting a lot of stuff up for the next pay-per-view. But we hope to see you down there. And we hope to see you for the next hour of the Mark Hoke Show. Let me get a little more TNA talk, but we've got AEW Dynasty. Big pay-per-view tonight for them. We've also got some huge WWE news, releases, injuries. And Cody Rhodes has his next challenger, by the way. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more when we return on the Mark Hoke Show here on KDON, 101.5 FM, the talk of Las Vegas. So stick around. We got a whole lot more coming up. We'll be right back.
Want more of the Mark Hoke Show? Follow us on Twitter at Mark Hoke Show. Like us on Facebook at The Mark Hoke Show. And visit MarkHokeShow.com to keep up with everything happening with the show. And remember to check out all of our archive shows on YouTube at The Mark Hoke Show and download our podcasts at markhokeshow.podbean.com and all your favorite podcast outlets. So join The Mark Hoke Show family today, and thanks for listening.